Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Today, sports Scales of Truth. I do need to do a regular one on all these Davos MFers and how most of the world's billionaires are now showing up there unashamed. And now it becomes just a general party for billionaires and how they're going to change the world. There's one person that said, hey, there was more actual disagreement this time. Yeah, whatever. Your billionaire is deciding out in the open to conspire on how you're going to change the world instead of letting nation states be ran by their own citizens. But that's not this. It's a sports Scales of Truth, and it's about what Travis Kelce has said recently and how it dovetails with the Eric Bieniemy hiring, why Eric Bieniemy needed to be hired, and Patrick's comments as well recently. Around who the type of person he would want in the building, the type, the way they needed to move forward to be successful. So previously I just mentioned that as a comp, Bieniemy was clearly much better. I mean, basically historical years under him and the partnership of Andy. I mean, we all know Andy's a big part of this, but it's the partnership, right? It must be, or the comp wouldn't be so wildly different. So I was actually kind of hoping Bieniemy, I wasn't hoping for Bieniemy to come back. I was hoping for Nagy to be gone because he doesn't have what it takes to hold people that accountable and be that disciplined. So that's it. And then so when I heard Bieniemy was coming back, I'm like, eh, I was lukewarm on it. But then as it settled, I'm like, well, I guess I should have never thought that Andy with his strong personality, because he don't last this long in the league without a strong personality, was going to let somebody come in from a whole different coaching tree, even though I might like that. And while that would have brought, you know, fresh thinking to the offense, it would still be up in the air as to whether that person's chemistry worked well with Andy to make people accountable, or whether they defer too much, or what it might be. So I got to say, you know, and thinking about it, well, I wanted more than probably what was possible, and what I wanted would probably bring in more risk unless they really did their homework. They wouldn't know whether the person that they brought in would be someone who would have a strong enough personality to, you know, bring these people to task, the players, when they weren't hitting all the marks towards the perfection type level, you know, close to perfection type level you need to win the Super Bowl. So as for Travis's comments, again, I mean, this is specifically about Andy. I mean, or rather about Eric himself coming in. So this is great news. And like I said, it dovetails. I can't wait to see him back in the building, man. He's one of my favorite coaches of all time. One of my favorite people of all time. I've had so many unbelievable growing moments under him as a player, as a person. I just love the guy. It's going to be awesome to see him back in the building and see him back wearing the Chiefs logo, baby. Now, as other people have pointed out, that doesn't mean he's coming back. I mean, he might be just very happy to, you know, be hanging around the building once in a while, or when he comes back to hang around the building. Who knows? He might be down with just seeing Eric back in the building, knowing that the legacy that he helped create, being Travis, is in good hands. But I do want to note those few things. One of my favorite people of all time, okay, perfectionists who want to succeed at the highest level, what they remember most is when it took a team to succeed at the highest level, how important some of those teammates were for them to succeed at the highest level. And when you lose those important teammates and the kind of chemistry and the kind of role they fulfilled to get to the highest level, then you miss those people. Okay, they were important however they got you there. Let's say I'm trying to learn how to play darts. It turns out I'm a natural. But it's still a difference between a natural and being a world champion. And somehow I've got a little team, and one team just works for me to be national champion. But then he goes on, I decide I don't need him, or, you know, I'm just off to better pastures. You know, maybe I'm the young world champion, and I don't have all the money, and I don't do the social media like this other previous world champion or someone who comes up and has more money does, and so I let him leave. And then I don't do as well. I'm top 10-ish, you know, in the world, but that last little bit, I can't get there. And I finally say to myself, and maybe I thought it early a little bit, this guy who is helping me is the difference, and I just can't recreate that. I mean, what that means is that in my life, some of my fondest memories and some of my fondest people, not as like, oh, just a great friend, but just an important person that I respect, is that guy who got me to the world championship when now I'm very good, but I just can't get there, man. And this is what we're talking about here. When it, now, if that guy who, you know, helped me with darts sometimes yelled at me a bit and go, bro, are you going to listen to me or not? Damn it, you did it like this last little round at least five times. It's like you forgot what I was telling you. I know I can't do it, but I know what you need to do. So let's get in gear here, or worse, you know? Even if he said that, the point of the matter is highest level competitors have to take feedback. I mean, on the highest levels, yeah, in high school, a future NFL running back doesn't need much feedback. He just gets the ball and he scores touchdowns. But the highest level competitors competing at the highest level have to be able to take that feedback. So if sometimes it's rough, then, but you also compete and break through barriers personally and as a team with that person, you'll still take it. You still really respect them. And once they're gone, you miss them. One of my favorite coaches of all time, one of my favorite people of all time. I've had so many unbelievable growing moments under him as a player, as a person. Now, I think the other thing that would be interesting as far as timeline-wise is, you know, we all know famously that Travis had some growing to do. Right? Very talented, you know, the whole story of let's talk to Jason and all the stuff. Jason helped me understand whether or not I should, you know, what's up with this guy and all that stuff. So, you know, it'd be interesting to hear his story on, hey, well, you know, you're a little wild, you know, catching Kelsey and all those news and things like that, or, you know, all those little moments in time, rather. And where did Bieniemy kind of come into play with you when you say unbelievable growing moments? Can you tell us more about that? You know, I think that would be super interesting. But, you know, that quote's huge. And then I'll just say, when I talk about what they want in the building, what they're looking for, let's repeat and you'll see how much it dovetails with Patrick's quote. And that was, I just want someone that loves football, that cares about football, wants to give everything they can to win, to hold people accountable, and then to bring new ideas every single day. Okay. And then that was probably a couple Thursdays ago, but it would have been right before I put that episode up. That's something that we have to continue to do if you want to continue to be great in the league, is you have to continue to evolve and get better and better. And that's something that we'll try to do here. And I want to get back to that winning culture of being accountable to each other and going out there and playing great football every single day, practice or game. All right? So, you know, I don't know how much more obvious it can be that he saw a difference in process, and he believed the difference in process directly led to, you know, a devolving of the Chiefs' offense and its internal accountability. You can bring as one person, I mean, it typically takes another, but in your own job, if you have any kind of role at all, when you are the guy or girl that says, yes, of course we're going to bring up that this was a problem. Like, hey, guys, why did it take us so long? We thought we were going to get this done a day and a half before. And you're the person who delves into that. You can then create the culture. The other people are more likely to be like you and do that because you're unveiling the problems and saying it's okay to unveil the problems, right? And by being that strong personality, people don't look at it as throwing people under the bus anymore. People look at it as, let's be introspective. Let's figure out how we can do better, faster. And, you know, then the whole culture changes. And when one of those key people, even if there are some other key people that have that general mindset, when one of those key people leave, it is harder for the remaining people to keep that culture up. This person that's leaving may have been the linchpin that helped the other people, you know, keep those standards up. And, you know, say, for instance, Patrick obviously wants high standards, but he's also actually out there playing, right? There's only so many times to talk to his, you know, young players, so many times that Travis can do it. And, you know, you do have that deal where you want to be positive too, and you can tell that Patrick always wants to be positive with his teammates, but he wants them to be accountable. But, you know, it could be a bad cop, good cop, bad cop situation, right? Like, he wants to be accountable, but he doesn't know how to just be that dick to do it, right? Let alone across the whole team, you know? So he's going to come there with more positivity. I think typically, even what we see is, and the sideline audio says that, like, you know, let's go be us. We've got time here. Let's go out there and do that. You know, it's more of a positive thing, not necessarily a daily, though I'm sure he does that. He is a perfectionist. So it's just great that he's going to be back, Bienemy. And again, I was like, man, I don't know if I wanted him. I wanted someone to do their homework and go, no, we talk to people, and this guy, in a good way, is a dick about details. And he's off of this other tree, whatever you'd call the McVay tree and all that stuff. And so he's going to bring some really cool ideas and make it work. So, I think it's great. I'll leave one more time with this quote. This is Travis Kelce, who, by the way, I know it's only one major, but I've told you before, I have the Sports Reference / StatHead subscription now. And so I look a little bit more there. I always have looked at that. And so I would have seen this anyway. But one of my favorite things to do over on Pro Football Reference is, because I saw this years ago, is Travis was just stacking up the rate at which he was accelerating, year by year was just incredible. So I saw it years ago and went, man, he's just going to fly up this Hall of Fame monitor. So yeah, they got something called a Hall of Fame monitor there, which is kind of a guess at the various factors that might help a person be perceived to be worthy of the Hall of Fame. You know, it's a mix of, you know, Pro Bowls, championships, yardage, receptions, and so on, season started, and all these types of things. And so Travis is now number two behind one other Kansas City Chief. Gonzalez is the highest as far as the total numbers in their Hall of Fame monitor. Again, that's unofficial, but it's kind of cool that he's climbed up there. In one more year, he might be able to catch, I think it would take two to catch Witten. I think he's within a year and a half-ish of Witten. I don't think he's going to worry about that. He just might play one more year. So here we go. I can't wait to see him back in the building, man. He's one of my favorite coaches of all time, one of my favorite people of all time. I've had so many unbelievable growing moments under him as a player, as a person. I just love the guy. It's going to be awesome to see him back in the building and see him back wearing the Chiefs logo, baby. Now, that doesn't mean we meet the heights, no pun intended, of the first Bienemy regime, but I can tell you what, it does say to Eric, yeah, we know in other places some people haven't taken to the way that you coach as much as we did. They didn't have the tolerance for it. Well, guess what? We believe you were the missing piece. That's much of what the express or implied message is for him to coming back. So if anything, he'll lean into that perfectionism, lean into that accountability, lean into, you know, growing moments by pointing out what people are and aren't doing. And what do you say? He'll lean into trying to continue to be great. You know, Patrick's quote where it was continue to do, if you want to continue to be great in this league, is you have to continue to evolve and get better and better. And that's something we'll try to do here. And I want to get back to that winning culture of being accountable to each other. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.